Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we will be joined momentarily by our co-host Lolita from the chat room, or now known as Reverend Lolita, here on our show. I see we already have a few callers for today lined up in our switchboard here, and we will be taking calls momentarily. We're going to go ahead first off, and we're going to listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness. We're going to be listening to track one entitled Shriram. Can now be found at Zarina1.com. Today's show, and we're going to go ahead now and bring on our co-host, Reverend Lolita, here. Just give me one moment, see if I can get you on. And hello, Lolita, you should be live and on air.
Yep, I'm here, thank you.
Wonderful. How you doing today, Lo?
Doing good. Okay. I'm just watching the news. We had a bad tornado here in Georgia yesterday. So it wasn't too good. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is the switchboard working okay on your end?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, because mine is like kind of giving me the fritz today for some reason. But we shall see. Well, before we begin to take callers here for today, we have a special announcement, and this is for today only, and if you book before the end of the show. Once more, for any announcements here where we're having a special on the website, they will be taken off at the end of the show. For today only, we are featuring a psychic subscription for 4 weeks on our website over at howpsychic.com. And this psychic subscription, you are able to get a 4-week subscription for only $29.95. So that's $29.95, people. This is a really good deal that we're offering. It's supposed to bring in the month of March, and plus it's kind of the month of my birthday and month of Pisces. So this is why we're bringing it in with a really good special to all of our listeners and callers here on the show. Now, if you go to our website also today, we are featuring another special. That's right. Today is a two-special day for everybody. You can get a 15-minute reading for $5.95. And this is featured at howpsychic.com. So that's howpsychic.com.
All right. Well, I'm going to make a couple of announcements before we go
ahead,
on the show here. Just to let you guys know, if you guys called in the last 2 weeks, please allow other callers to call in to get their questions answered. Things don't really change from week-to-week basis here. And two, when you please state your name, please tell us the truth and your real name and where you're calling from. I do moderate the show very well. So each week I jot down the true phone numbers and the name that's been called on. So that's one thing I definitely do appreciate is the honesty on our show. So you ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock, Lo. How about you?
I'm ready. Let's go. Let me get take the first caller.
Mm-hmm.
All right, area code 323-933. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Area code 323-933. All right, we'll have to come back to that person.
Okay.
Area code 267-407. Please state your name,
you
where you're calling from.
My name's Alexander. I'm calling from Philadelphia. How you doing today?
Good, Alexander. What's going on in Philly?
Not much. Today I was on the site called WeRateIt.com to save a few weeks for the right person to come to their lives, and I was rejected because I filled out the application wrong. And it's just, I don't know. The application seemed to be kind of confusing. Where do you see me going with that?
Okay, let's see here. All right, first of all, I feel that there's something else out there for you. Second of all, I feel that the problems you were running into with it were an indication that while you may be able to acquire it, it's not going to be the best position for you, but that there's something
that?
Even better out there.
I don't understand it. I mean, you know what I mean? It's right here. It's going.
But
okay.
I think you need to look at it on a spiritual end, and you may want that job as much as you want, but you need to allow the divine and the universe to work in your favor. Sometimes we don't like things the way it happens, whether it be pulled underneath your rug or not, and you think you're qualified for it and everything, but go in that trust and just go with the flow and saying, well, that job wasn't meant to happen for you. When you go on that inclination, you'll find your progress and your job search a little bit much easier, and just know that the job that you land is best for you, and that job is best for yourself. So you have
good
to
job,
you have to really go in that faith.
I just good job. Find a job, find a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, this means that there's another different way out there for you, whether it's a different site or another way of getting yourself out there. I feel that there is another way that's going to be better, because this is what the problem indicates that you ran into. Spiritually, when you run into a problem trying to do something like that, it means that you're meeting resistance from the universe and that there is a better method that's going to prove to be more resultful for you.
Okay. Secondly, what about my music?
Huh?
Where do you see me go with my music?
It's a one question only, hun. Definitely take advantage of the special.
Sorry.
No, you're fine, hun. I just want you to really have faith, because you got to go in that trust. So why don't you make this journey, like, really surrender and just go in faith that everything is going to work out that's best for you. And we all have goals in life, but it's a journey that we take over there. So just truly have faith within you, because at the end of the day, things can change, but it changed on your own co-creation. But you got to build up that inner strength a little bit more and stop controlling the factors that you want and just go on divine flow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Alexander? I guess he hung up.
We may have lost him. Okay.
Okay. Let me go back to this 323 area code really quick. Hold on. Area code 323-933. Please state your name where you're calling from. 323. Okay. Well, I'm
okay. Area code 323. If you're having problems coming in, you may need to push 1. If that is still not working correctly for you, please hang up and try and redial the number to get into the show.
All right. Area code 703-864. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Bridget, and I'm calling from the Washington, D.C. area.
Hey, Bridget. How's it going?
Yes. Hello, Bridget.
What I would like to know is, what do you think will happen around my finances within the next month?
Actually, you're going to see a dramatic improvement, and it's going to be around, I'd hate to say this, but I'm looking about the 20th here, okay? It could be around the 18th or the 19th, but I'm really getting the 20th is when the dramatic improvement's going to happen. I also feel it may be coming from two sources in particular, one that you have now, and a new one that's going to develop, but you're going to maintain both at the same time.
Okay, that's possible. But it's going to happen this month, during March.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one more question?
It's a one-part
question.
Actually,
honey, yeah, it's only one-part show, and
okay.
We've been letting a lot of people get by with the second question, but we can't do that anymore.
Okay, but until then, what happens until the 18th?
No, it's a one-part question show, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Area code 917-376. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Yes,
hey,
hello,
Ellen.
Ellen. How are you doing today?
Just fine. My question has to do with, what is my next best step? I have been trying to listen to Source. I asked my angels for guidance, and I still can't figure out what is my next best step.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, for one, Ellen, I really feel that you have made it quite a bit. Farther down your path of development and spiritual ascension, okay? And I'm feeling that you've even come very far from the point of analytics, and I feel that you're beginning to really get into that sense of just knowing and living your day-to-day life and living within the moment, which is what we all need to do. Your next best step coming to me is just to follow your gut instinct primarily, and I know that's a cop-out to a degree, but I'm also going to tell you that one thing I see you need to work on now is filtering your empathic abilities, okay? What you're doing is you're sucking in a lot of energy from many different places, people, and things that you're around. And I feel that it's not so much of the problem with grounding for you as it is the problem with filtration, okay? You act as that sponge, and sometimes it's a lot harder for you to release it once it's been absorbed. So this is your next best step in that direction.
Okay, I guess I'll have to read up on doing that because I don't know how to do that.
Okay, well, I do training, but I also suggest that people do a lot of the research on their own as well, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, area code 917705. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York City.
Yes, hello, Ashiel.
Yeah, Reverend, I don't know if you remember me. I had a reading with you, a private reading last year.
Yes.
And as of now, in general, I haven't seen any changes yet, so I'm just curious to see what happened.
What I'm feeling is actually that, and now you're saying that we haven't seen any changes yet for the better, per se. But I keep feeling that we've seen a lot of things getting worse in your life here. And I'm feeling that for some reason people seem to be withdrawn, okay, around you, not just one person or another now. And I'm beginning to feel that it is your location, okay? I'm feeling that even if you're to just move a block or two away, or you make a dramatic move somewhere, that's going to be good. Now, if you maintain where you are and you stay where you are, those changes are bound to happen and to come in for the better. Okay, I believe that right now we will start to see some good things happening in your life towards that same direction around the next week or two. Okay.
Because my main question was more towards the government issue that I'm still waiting to hear from.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I haven't heard from them yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's referring to that or not.
It is referring to that, but it's also incorporating everything else, because I feel like the government issue has been a very pressing matter. However, there are other matters within your life that seem to have gotten worse over the time period.
Okay.
And you got to actually shift that. No matter what reader tells you, any information, you got to actually be that co-creator. So you're going to have to start finding ways to have that inner strength within yourself. And you have to make those choices to change, and you're going to have to make the choices to shift so everything around you can shift in your favor. When you have baggage, you're going to maintain in that same state of frame of mind, and you got to do that work also to help that. You know what I mean?
You got to really do the work.
Yeah, he tried to do a lot of that. And I feel that he does need to implement it a little bit more, as we always could. But I know him to actually implement a lot of that into the way he acts about things. However, I will agree with you that I feel he does overly worry about it sometimes, which is so long in it.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you can't do that, and you just have to know that. You know, if that issue is not resolved, just know that issue is going to be resolved on your own timing. Don't let the worry get in your way, because that worriness you have has just won you, and now you have pushed yourself 10 steps back. You see where I'm going with this? You just have to understand that issue will get solved when it's supposed to get solved, but you can help it getting it solved easier and faster, but not letting that overshadow everything else.
Okay.
Is that a little bit more of a better understanding? I'm not sure if I'm helping you or not.
No, it makes sense. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, just stand up with your head up tall and just walk, and just know that whenever it's in your favor, everything gets solved. And that's how you have to look at it. When you wake up in the morning, you meditate, you wake up grounded, and you just walk every single day with your head up high and just know that you're the co-creator, like I tell everyone in here, and you have the decisions when it makes to make those changes, and just know that those changes will come in your favor, and that's it, nothing else.
Okay, so I know that things going to work out regardless. That's what she,
yes, you got to go in that. You got to go in faith.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. A lot of New Yorkers today. All right. So let's see. Area code 937-339. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi. My name is Sandy, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, Sandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Sandy.
Hello. I would like to know what you see coming up for my love life.
Okay, Sandy. Just give me one moment. I'm going to tune in. Lolita, if you're feeling anything, go for it.
Okay, Sandy, so are you just coming out of a relationship or?
No, I've been out of one for a while.
Okay, so in your downtime, what have you been doing?
I just got back from listening to a band and stuff just a little bit ago. I go out usually on Friday nights, and, well, like tonight I went out and just got back home and been trying to get out, do different things.
On a spiritual level, what type of changes have you done from your, for yourself from that last relationship?
Quite a bit.
Good.
Changed my whole outlook. I've also got a better and a more spiritual growth and realized that I'm better than what I, you know, thought I was, and I set my standards higher.
Wonderful.
That, you know,
do you believe that you deserve a relationship?
Yes. I deserve
I deserve a man that
has something, you know, comparable to me. Don't have to have, you know, a lot, but got to bring something to the table.
Yes.
Sure. So do you believe that all comes in divine timing?
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, Sandy. Well, I am getting a confirmation here that you are going to have a man drawn in by divine right, okay? And I really feel that you've cast a lot of stones out into the water, but nothing's really come out yet. And I'm really feeling that, you know, this month resonates with me for the love and for the relationships in your life. So I know it's going to happen in this month. I'm doing a little bit of psychic deduction, if you would, speaking of detective work. And I'm really feeling here that around the 17th, the 17th, the 8th, and then the 5th. So I don't know what happened on the 5th. The 5th is already gone. The 8th is just, I believe we're actually on the 8th, aren't we?
Third,
no, we're on the 3rd. Okay, so the 8th is almost a week away. Okay. Well, something had happened on the 5th. Okay. I don't know what shifted around the 5th, but we're looking at the 8th and the 17th. Okay.
The 5th of February? Or the 5th of March?
Of March.
No.
The
March,
fifth,
that's in 2 days.
Okay. The 5th that I'm looking at seems to be past.
Okay.
So it must have been last month.
Okay.
Okay. The 8th, I wasn't quite sure about. But I'm looking at these dates. The 5th is the one I know for sure is past. And then we're looking at the 8th and the 17th. And it really feels to me that something around those two dates is going to spark up in your love life.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close.
Now, what's so interesting is you getting out more, like you were telling Lolita, is good, and it definitely heightens your opportunities to come in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel while you're getting out, I'm not going to tell you to stop doing that because that's good, and I'm going to tell you to continue to do that, but I feel of all places, somehow you're going to meet this person nearby your home. Or when you're at home, you might get a call from a friend who wants to hook you up. Somehow, it seems to be very close to your home.
Where I go at is about a mile from my house.
Okay. Well, then that would make a lot of sense.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with this because I'm not getting too much about it today. It seems to be very chaotic, and in essence, I feel like you're doing everything you can on a spiritual level and on a physical level to manifest this, okay? But somehow I'm just getting that there is some type of blockage or some type of confusion around this that may be generated from an outside source, okay?
Okay. The only thing I say for you to shift is not saying that you deserve the best. I want you to start thinking that whatever is best for my own highest self good. I think that's more opening up your heart chakra, and it's allowing you to more receive instead of thinking, saying deserve. We all deserve the best, but I think when you say it from the heart and you say it with more of a spiritual base, your heart chakra will be more open to receive. So just say that everything will work out what is best for my own highest self good. And that's what we all want in everything. And just know that it will all work out.
Well, thank you. Sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right, thank
and
you.
Have a great Good day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, before our next caller today, just a little hoodoo trick that we're going to throw out there, a little wives trick to bring in love and romance on a swifter manner. If you take an acorn and you anoint it with an olive oil, state your intention and place it in your pocket for whenever you leave the home. This could be a good love-attracting talisman. However, it will not, force anyone to come to you against their own natural free will. It will just draw in the right and push away those that are not.
Good little one. Pretty soon we're going to have acorns disappearing. Just kidding.
I know.
All right, so our next caller is, let's see here, area code 513500. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Keturah. I'm in Ohio.
Hi, Keturah. How are you?
All right, how are you guys?
I'm doing wonderful. How may we help you?
I'm good. I was wondering, I have not seen the light, get on the right path as far as what my purpose is in career, job-wise, financially. I was just wondering if you could possibly give me some guidance in that area.
Okay, give me one moment and we will see what comes out for you here. Mm-hmm. Well, that just flew out completely. Are you sure you're looking in the right areas, hon?
No.
Okay. Because I don't normally do the cards a lot on here, but lately I find that I am. The first thing that flew out is the death card, honey. And this doesn't mean death. It doesn't mean that anybody's going to die. But it shows me that when it comes to your question, where you're looking isn't the right areas, okay? It really shows me that, you have the right ideal, but you're not looking in the right areas here, okay? So maybe you need to look outside of what you've already been looking into. And I'm feeling that there is a big strain on you financially. Yes, and I am seeing you having to basically stretch the penny as much as you can, which you seem to be very good at sometimes, and other times, you know, like any normal human being, it's kind of impossible in this economy. One thing I can tell you is that I do feel you accomplishing your goal. I do see you reaching the financial stability and being able to thrive instead of survive, okay? But I really feel that you may need to shift into the other direction.
Okay.
I suggest taking some walks. I feel like you may want just taking a walk out in nature and just finding some answers. I think that you may need a place of, I don't know, I'm not saying it the right way, Adam, but maybe help me out. Yeah, I feel like you need to walk and find yourself in a quiet place. I feel like you may need to, say, change the way you do certain things, whether it be going walking or running and working out.
Oh, my God. Lo, I got it. I don't mean to interrupt you. Sweetie, have you thought of going into psychology?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have you specifically thought about maybe doing counseling for couples?
Not couples, but I have thought about counseling.
Okay. Because I'm kind of feeling like if you get into the counseling field and then you get into couples or relationship counseling, oh, honey, there is oodles of money in that for you.
Okay.
All right. When I look at that, I just keep seeing oil and money in your hands. And it's like the oil means that the money just flows so easily, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think in order to get there, I think you really need to find the balance within you. I don't know. I'm feeling like I think you need to do some just some more work, some more working out, eating good, and I don't know, but whatever Adam's saying is awesome, but I think to get there, I think there's some changes that need to be done within you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much. I agree with both of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck on your journey. We wish you all the well, so we want to hear good news from you.
Okay, thank you. I'll let you guys know.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, area code 323-933.
Hi.
Hey, we finally got you on the air.
Hello.
Thank you. So, how are you guys
doing
tonight?
Doing great. Where are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yvette, calling from California.
Okay, Yvette. And how may we help you today?
I'd like a love reading.
All right, sweetie, we have to do a specific question on it now. So come on, put all this one out there. Give the dog a bone.
Okay. There's a lot of, there's some romantic energy around me, but I want to, I mean, there's no one specific really, but kind of like, what are you feeling about, like, energy coming into my life?
Oh, honey, I'm just actually, when you're asking this, I'm getting a little bit of a pit in my stomach. But in one way, I'm feeling good, and another way, I'm feeling bad.
Okay.
So what I'm getting here is that it seems to me a lot of love and romance is around you, but it's not in your life. It's more or less
right.
The people around you. Okay?
Right. Okay.
And I'm feeling that while that other pit of me that's not so good right now, I'm feeling like you've had this going on for quite a long time, okay?
Yes.
Then it goes back to, okay, even though this has been going on for quite a long time, we're just at that verge, and you've been feeling it. You've been knowing it. You know that this is going to break and that, you know, all of this good energy and love life is going to come flowing in, okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting the sense that you've been feeling it for a few days now, here and there, and sometimes when it comes up, it just really feels like it might just come knocking on the door, okay? That's how close it feels. And I'm seeing it happening, and the thing, though, that I'm getting is that it may not be this month, honey. I'm getting April.
And
okay.
Do you have a person in mind? Do you have a feeling of this person or something that I would know it's him when I meet him?
You'll know it's him because
you're
very intuitive, honey. You don't need me to tell you any description on that
no.
one.
No, I believe that when
I
your
will
gut
say,
tells you, you'll know.
Mm-hmm. I will say he's someone tall and it's not anybody you currently know. Okay?
Okay.
So
yes, right.
I feel like the people you know, you're going to get closure with, but there's something even better out there.
Oh, awesome. I like that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a great night, guys. Thank you.
You too.
Good night. All right. Area code 817-706. Please state your name, where you're calling from. What happened? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello.
817-706.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
What's your
name
and where
Brandy.
You calling from, sweetie? Okay, Brandy. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And my question is, there's a guy that I've recently decided I don't, you know, want to. I kind of cut him out, and I was wondering if you could see a new one coming in anytime.
Okay. I'll answer that for you, hon, but I've got to ask you this question. I don't know why, but does the guy you know and you're kind of getting rid of now, does he like to go hunting for some reason?
It's possible, yeah, I could see that. I'm not really sure.
Okay, because I'm feeling a male around you who either likes to go hunting or is like this, I'm not going to say redneck type, but one of those big macho types, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just likes to do things that are just completely macho, absolutely no respect for anybody else, and has this charismatic way of trying to overly be confident about themselves when you know it's just to cover up their insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one has definitely got to go away. So I would say that's got to be your ex, okay? The next thing that I am feeling is that there is a new guy, okay? That there is a new person coming in. This one, in a way, I want to say is really good, okay? He's not someone that you're going to have to mold or that you're going to have to shave, because God knows nobody wants to raise a child in a love life situation, okay? And I feel that he is stable, but he's not the most stable of people, okay, when it comes to a roof over his head, food in his stomach. He's very humble. He likes to keep things simple, even though he can afford better, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel that this individual will be arriving into your life in a little under 10 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I request you to do something that I think, and you can actually change this no matter what Adam says to you or not, but the sooner you cleanse every type of bit of emotions that you have with this past gentleman, just know that you can shift that direction. So I say to you right now, shift every bit of feelings that you have for this gentleman, without any resentment, no judgment, no anything. Send him lots of love and light. And because it's not really good to go into another relationship right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to do some cleansing, some purging, and do you for a minute. And just know that, you know, again, like what Adam's saying with this gentleman that's in picture can be in the same place where you're at vibrationally right now, but you actually have that choice to change that no matter what at the end.
Oh, that's great advice. Thank you.
You are very much welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. But one more thing. If you follow that advice, you are going to be jumping for joy, honey, because what does come in, sweetie, it's going to be everything you've been wanting.
Oh, yeah. I totally shouldn't have wasted all my time and energy on that other guy.
You never say that. Never, 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 never say that again.
No, because every experience is learning.
Yes.
And always teach us as a lesson.
Yes.
You know, and we're always meant to be in people's lives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You need to say thank you for being in your life and having you be in this life, because you both of you guys are supposed to learn something. And that next person that he was talking about, he may be in your life for a minute, but also to teach you something. And that's why I give out advice, you need to do some purging and cleansing, because at the end of the day, you attract the people that you are right now in this lifetime. So if you want best, you got to be best for that next person, because it's not fair to that next person for you to have any type of emotional baggage within yourself.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, I got a chat question. Annabelle wants to know if do you see a financial blessings coming in?
Okay, Annabelle, give me one moment and I will see what comes out for you. Oh, yeah, honey, you're going to get something next week. And it looks like, you know, you always seem to be in little spurts of desperation or little spurts of down on your luck kind of deal here and there, but never for too long. However, this last one seems to be a little bit extended more than usual. And this time I see that next week you're going to get an option that's going to be more permanent and more sufficing in your life. So you're not so much down on your luck so often.
All right. Let's see here. Area code 561672. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Hey,
hello,
Lisa from Florida. How's it going?
Hi, good. I wanted to ask you, I broke up with a man about a week ago, and our relationship started out very intense. Before you know it, we were looking at engagement rings. He wanted to marry me, told me he loved me.
Mm.
And then I guess all of a sudden, reality set in, and we had a little bit of a disagreement, and we've been separated for a week now, and
mm-hmm.
want to see what you see about the situation, if you see anyone else coming in for me.
Okay. Well, the one with the separation, that is completely over. I don't see anything really happening from here with it, other than maybe a friendship, you know, being sparked up for a while. However, there is a new opportunity that's going to be coming in. The new opportunity won't be coming in until mid-April, okay? I feel that this is going to allow the grace period that you need. And I feel the next one that comes in won't be moving so swiftly or so quickly at all, but won't be moving pretty slow either. It seems to be on the right consistency. And I'm feeling that the next one coming in, I keep seeing IT or corporate with electronics, so something to do with electronic sales or production.
Okay, that's good. Somebody that's not going to want to marry me right away.
Yeah. I know, it sounds weird, but it's actually a good thing.
I would love to get married, but not, you know, not within a marriage.
Not on the fly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't need no shotgun weddings, hon.
No, that's good. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Adam, I think this is our last caller. Area code, I'm sorry, it's me. 323-540. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Yes, hello, Jacqueline. Have we had you on the show before?
No, I haven't had the opportunity to talk with you guys.
Okay, well, how may we help you?
Yes, I have a question regarding my oldest son. He told me that he was going overseas, and I want to know how is he going to fare with that, and is that a good idea for him?
Okay. Before I go into answering that exactly for you here, has he had any recent injuries?
Not recent, but...
I get the message dislocated.
Mentally?
No. Dislocated, like physically.
Oh, no. I don't know of him having any injuries.
Okay. I don't know if it's a hip or an arm, but it's kind of going between the two areas. It all seems to be on the same left-hand side. Okay. Now, I'm just giving you a heads up on that. But answer you directly, I do believe that his trip will be okay. And I have checked on the term itself that has come through, because dislocated can mean like a person moving, you know, and you're asking about a trip he's taking. But even before you asked me that, I got the message dislocated, and I kept seeing the physical, you know, body, like something to do with the physical health. okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a delay. He might end up injuring himself and then getting delayed on the trip.
Yeah, because he's going to Afghanistan. It's kind of a choice that he's
mm-hmm.
making, and I'm wondering if he's in his right mind to make that kind of choice at this time.
Well, I think he is in the right mind to make that choice at this time. Okay.
He
seems to be a little bit eccentric, to be all honest, but he is in his right mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess hopefully his right mind is right.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that
was kind of concerning.
Do I feel it's the right decision for him to have made? No. I feel that he would be best within the U.S.
He should be back in the USA, you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's not a you don't feel that's a good decision that he did?
No, I do not feel it's a good decision, but he was in his right mind when he made the decision, meaning he was sane, you know.
Right.
However, I feel that the decision's bad, and the injury postponing the trip itself may be the message he needs not to go.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and he is running two races, I think 10K, so, you never know. But, okay, because, I wasn't really feeling good about that. And, I want to support him if I could, but that is really a difficult
thing. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, regardless of how bad we think the decisions may be, we have to support one way or another.
So do you see my second daughter has a thyroid problem. Do you see that?
I'm sorry, sweetie. We're only doing one question apiece today.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you so very much. That really
You're
helped
welcome.
Me.
We do have a special
mm-hmm.
though. 15 minutes for $5.95 and $29.95 for the month of a special. So definitely check out our website at www.howpsychic.com. So there's some good specials going on.
Would you say it one more time?
www.howpsychic.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll look it up.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, and I got one more caller thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more caller. If anyone wants to ask a question, please call in right now. If not, we're ending the show a little early. Adam was answering them really quick today.
mm-hmm. Yeah, zoning a little bit.
Yeah. I think we got her in. Hold on. Let's see here. 864-923. Please state your name where you're calling from. Looks like a Charleston number.
Diana from South Carolina.
Hey, Diana.
Hello, Diana.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm okay. Been better. I'm okay.
Okay. Well, how may we help you?
I'm actually in the process of a divorce.
Uh-huh.
Been married 18 years.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if we might change our path and try and fix it, or if we're going to kind of complete this. It's been going on for a while.
Okay. I do see the completion taking place, but I also see that he's been refusing to do anything towards, getting this accomplished.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not in any hurry.
Yeah, he's like trying to postpone as much as he can, but honestly, I do see it being completed, the divorce being finalized, and you are going to be going your separate ways. Okay. This has been drawn out for pretty long, and I feel that this actually will be finalized before the end of this month.
This month?
Yeah.
Really?
He might just turn around and agree to the terms and just sign it. So don't forget to keep bugging him about it, okay?
What about it, you said?
I said, so don't forget to keep bugging him about it, because we might just be able to get him to sign the papers this month.
Really?
Yeah.
And as far as myself goes, like I said, it's not been the easiest task? What do you see that I might like? Get over there. Let it go.
Okay, sweetie. We're only doing one question per caller today.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem,
Thank
Diana.
You.
Thank you. All right. Area code 813-565. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I'm calling from Japan. I lost my mom last year, and I just want to know how she's doing and any messages for me if you see her.
Okay. Your mom is actually much better and in the spirit world as we know. However, she has not seemed to have left your side. Have you felt her near you?
No, I haven't felt anything, and I don't see
okay.
her in my dream, so I want to know
okay.
Whether
well,
she's around me.
Yeah, she is around you, sweetie. She has not left your side. She's doing much better. She feels much better in the spirit world. I don't know why that comes through, but that's what I'm feeling, okay? And she's at peace. Now she's trying to ensure that you're going to be at peace, okay? I'm feeling that there's a part of this where you weren't able to get the closure that you needed, and that's why she's still around you, trying to comfort you through this process.
Yeah. Okay, I
mm-hmm.
understand.
Okay,
who is she with up there?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Who is she with up there?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're only doing one question today per caller.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh. Oh, Japan. Area
yeah,
code
all
323.
The way from Japan.
And now 348, please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Kahira. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Yes, Kahira. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling about my job situation, or I guess career. I want to see what you see around that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kahira. Yeah, it looks like things are going to be okay, and you're going to make it through this tough time. And it does look like something good is going to come up here very shortly for you within this month. And I know it's just right around the corner, so it might just end up being a week, maybe a week and a half away, okay? I feel that you are on track, you're looking in the right areas, and I feel if anything, just have a little bit more faith in your ability and have a little bit more faith that it's going to come because of this.
Oh, thanks. That's great news. I needed
okay.
to hear that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Area code 510-759. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Aisha, and I'm calling from Tacoma Park.
Yes. Hello, Aisha. How are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
And doing wonderful. And let me guess, today you were calling about love.
Oh, I wasn't calling about love, but tell me.
Okay. Why do I feel like there is a big issue with love in your life?
Yeah, it's non-existent.
Okay. Because, honey, before I let you ask your question, love is coming your way, and you will be blessed, and it's going to be here around the 25th of this month, okay? Yes. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead and ask me your call question then.
Okay, well, basically, I have a thyroid condition, and my neck has been swelling up. Off and on, and I went to the doctor, and they didn't really tell me anything. And I'm just kind of, like, wondering what's going on, and is there any cause for alarm? Or I've also been seeing some natural practitioners, and I'm just wondering, am I going in the right direction?
Hold on, okay? Okay. I think I lost him. Hold on. Just hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I think I've kind of lost him. He's trying to sign in right now. Let me see. Is that your number, the last 4 digits, 6116?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to see if I can connect him on my phone. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, it seems like we're having technical difficulties here. So, is that number okay to call you back at?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay, I appreciate that. Again, I apologize. But for your thyroid condition, have you tried to go gluten-free?
No, I haven't.
Are you working out?
Yeah, I just started, actually.
Okay, so you can change it. You sound like you're really young. Are you in your 20s?
No, I'm in my 30s, well, thank you.
In your 30s? No, that's fine. Just make sure you change your whole diet. You kind of go organic. You stay away from gluten, and you really work out and get your metabolism going and take a lot of B's, and you can actually change it. You just got to keep a journey in what you're eating. So be very, very particular in what you put in your body.
Okay, and how should I stop taking my medicine? Because I think that's also affecting me.
I'm not understanding your question. Are you on a prescription medicine?
Yes. Should I stop taking it completely?
No, you should take it. We'll never prescribe that. If my brothers heard me say that, they'll probably kill me, but I come from a full family of doctors. No, you continue taking that. But just change the way your whole diet is and just keep monitoring it where you don't have to be on that because you can actually change it. You're just started taking your meds, correct?
Oh, well, I've been taking it for since May.
Okay, well, you got still time. I mean, things happen when we're in your 30s, and it's because, the lack of appreciation that we have when we're younger, so... You got to change your whole diet. You got to hit the weights hard. You got to really eat good and start journaling what you're putting in your body so you have an idea. So make sure you're doing that, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. God bless.
Not a problem. Good luck. All right. All right, you guys, we're going to have to just end the show a little bit late tonight, and we're having a little bit difficult technical difficulty. So appreciate you guys stopping by the show tonight. Again, we're having a special. Please visit us at howpsychic.com, 15 minutes for $5.95, and a full month of readings for $29.95. Again, love and light. Many blessings to you guys. Namaste.